Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de la región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Inglés. Nivel B1. Convocatoria ordinaria 2023. Comprensión de textos orales.
Task 1. Please read the instructions and the task.
Popcorn. People started growing corn for food about 8,000 years ago in Central America. They used the corn in many ways. They ate it fresh, and they used it to make bread and soups. Did you know that they also invented popcorn? In 1948, archaeologists found popcorn in a cave. It was about 5,500 years old. Native Americans made popcorn by cooking the corn over a fire. People enjoyed eating the hot popcorn. They also used it to make decorations and popcorn necklaces. Chocolate. The native people of Central America also invented chocolate about 2,000 years ago. They made a spicy drink from the seeds of the cacao tree. First, they dry the cacao seeds and crush them to make a paste. Then, they added chili peppers and water. The chocolate drink wasn't sweet. It was bitter. Spanish explorers learned about chocolate when they arrived in America, and it soon became a popular drink in Spain. Spanish people liked their chocolate hot, with sugar and cinnamon. Hot chocolate later became popular all over Europe, and chocolate factories started making chocolate candy, too. In 1867, a Swiss chocolate maker named Daniel Peter invented a chocolate candy made with milk. Now milk chocolate is very popular, and cacao trees are grown in many places. Ice cream. About 2,000 years ago, the ancient Romans brought ice and snow from the mountains and mixed it with fruit and honey. About 1,500 years ago, people in China made desserts with ice and milk. The soft ice cream that we eat today was probably invented in Europe about 400 years ago. Fruit ices were popular in Europe. Then people started to add cream. They put the cream in a metal bowl with sugar. Then they froze it in a bucket of ice. This was hard work because they had to keep mixing the cream by hand. In 1843, an American woman named Nancy Johnson invented an ice cream machine. 7 years later, the first ice cream factory opened in Baltimore in the USA. Popcorn. People started growing corn for food about 8,000 years ago in Central America. They used the corn in many ways. They ate it fresh, and they used it to make bread and soups. Did you know that they also invented popcorn? In 1948, archaeologists found popcorn in a cave. It was about 5,500 years old. Native Americans made popcorn by cooking the corn over a fire. People enjoyed eating the hot popcorn. They also used it to make decorations and popcorn necklaces. Chocolate. The native people of Central America also invented chocolate about 2,000 years ago. They made a spicy drink from the seeds of the cacao tree. First, they dry the cacao seeds and crush them to make a paste. Then, they added chili peppers and water. The chocolate drink wasn't sweet. It was bitter. Spanish explorers learned about chocolate when they arrived in America, and it soon became a popular drink in Spain. Spanish people liked their chocolate hot, with sugar and cinnamon. Hot chocolate later became popular all over Europe, and chocolate factories started making chocolate candy, too. In 1867, a Swiss chocolate maker named Daniel Peter invented a chocolate candy made with milk. Now milk chocolate is very popular, and cacao trees are grown in many places. Ice cream. About 2,000 years ago, the ancient Romans brought ice and snow from the mountains and mixed it with fruit and honey. About 1,500 years ago, people in China made desserts with ice and milk. The soft ice cream that we eat today was probably invented in Europe about 400 years ago. Fruit ices were popular in Europe. Then people started to add cream. They put the cream in a metal bowl with sugar. Then they froze it in a bucket of ice. This was hard work because they had to keep mixing the cream by hand. In 1843, an American woman named Nancy Johnson invented an ice cream machine. 7 years later, the first ice cream factory opened in Baltimore in the USA.
Task 2. Please read the instructions and the task.
When we all left Oxford University, I went away to India. After a year, I came back and wanted to see Haldane. He was always happy, kind, and honest. I wanted to see the smile in his blue eyes again and hear his happy laugh. So I went to visit him in London. But this time, he did not laugh. He was miserable. His face was pale, and he looked weak and ill. He was packing his things, and there were lots of big boxes full of furniture and books around the house.
"I'm moving,"
he said.
"I don't like this house. There's something strange about it. I'm going tomorrow."
"Let's go out and have some dinner," I said.
"I'm too busy."
He looked nervously around the room.
"Look, I'm really happy to see you, but why don't you go to the restaurant and bring back some food?"
When I came back, we sat by the fire and ate the food. I tried to tell jokes, and he tried to laugh. But sometimes he looked into the shadows in the corners of the room. We finished our meal, and then I said, "Well?"
"What's the matter?"
"You tell me," I answered. He was silent. Again he looked into the shadows. "You're very nervous," I said. "What is it? Drink? Gambling? Women? Tell me, or go and tell your doctor. You're ill, my friend."
"I won't be your friend if you talk like that."
"Well, I am your friend, and something is wrong. Come on, tell me." But he did not tell me anything. He asked me to stay for the night, but I had a room in a hotel, so I left him. When I returned the next morning, he was gone, and some men were putting his boxes into a van. Haldane did not leave his new address. I saw him again more than a year later. He came to see me early one morning before breakfast. He looked really bad. Worse than before. His face was thin and white, like a ghost, and his hands were shaking. I invited him to have breakfast with me, but I did not ask him any questions because I knew he wanted to tell me something. I made coffee, talked, and waited. When we all left Oxford University, I went away to India. After a year, I came back and wanted to see Haldane. He was always happy, kind, and honest. I wanted to see the smile in his blue eyes again and hear his happy laugh, so I went to visit him in London. But this time, he did not laugh. He was miserable. His face was pale, and he looked weak and ill. He was packing his things, and there were lots of big boxes full of furniture and books around the house.
"I'm moving,"
he said.
I don't like this house. There's something strange about it. I'm going tomorrow.
Let's go out and have some dinner, I said.
I'm too busy.
He looked nervously around the room.
Look, I'm really happy to see you, but why don't you go to the restaurant and bring back some food?
When I came back, we sat by the fire and ate the food. I tried to tell jokes, and he tried to laugh. But sometimes he looked into the shadows in the corners of the room. We finished our meal, and then I said, Well?
What's the matter?
You tell me, I answered. He was silent. Again he looked into the shadows. You're very nervous, I said. What is it? Drink? Gambling? Women? Tell me, or go and tell your doctor. You're ill, my friend.
I won't be your friend if you talk like that.
Well, I am your friend, and something is wrong. Come on, tell me. But he did not tell me anything. He asked me to stay for the night, but I had a room in a hotel, so I left him. When I returned the next morning, he was gone, and some men were putting his boxes into a van. Haldane did not leave his new address. I saw him again more than a year later. He came to see me early one morning before breakfast. He looked really bad, worse than before. His face was thin and white, like a ghost, and his hands were shaking. I invited him to have breakfast with me, but I did not ask him any questions because I knew he wanted to tell me something. I made coffee, talked, and waited.
Task 3. Please read the instructions and the task.
Virginia Hall was one of the bravest and most successful spies for the Allies during World War II. She was born in 1906 to a rich family in Baltimore, Maryland. She studied foreign languages while attending Radcliffe College in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Barnard College in New York City. In 1931, Virginia Hall took a job at the American Embassy in Warsaw, Poland. Then she served in embassies in Estonia, Austria, and Turkey. In Turkey, Virginia Hall suffered a tragic accident. Her gun accidentally fired while she was hunting. The bullet severely wounded her leg. Doctors removed the leg to save her life. After that, she wore a wooden leg. Her injury forced her to resign from the State Department. But she did not let it stop her from serving the Allies.
Virginia Hall was in Paris, France, when World War II began. She joined the French Army and drove a medical vehicle. Before long, however, she had to leave to escape the invading German soldiers. Later, in England, she was invited to join a secret British organization. The job of this agency was to organize resistance. It helped form military teams in parts of Europe occupied by Germany. Miss Hall learned weaponry, communications, and security. Then she was sent to occupied France. She established communications with the French resistance movement in Lyon. From there, she successfully plotted the escape of many Allied airplane crews and prisoners of the Germans. She saved many lives. Later, she escaped from France over the Pyrenees Mountains during winter. After a time in Spain, however, Miss Hall again spied in France.
Virginia Hall was one of the bravest and most successful spies for the Allies during World War II. She was born in 1906 to a rich family in Baltimore, Maryland. She studied foreign languages while attending Radcliffe College in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and Barnard College in New York City. In 1931, Virginia Hall took a job at the American Embassy in Warsaw, Poland. Then she served in embassies in Estonia, Austria, and Turkey. In Turkey, Virginia Hall suffered a tragic accident. Her gun accidentally fired while she was hunting. The bullet severely wounded her leg. Doctors removed the leg to save her life. After that, she wore a wooden leg. Her injury forced her to resign from the State Department. But she did not let it stop her from serving the Allies.
Virginia Hall was in Paris, France, when World War II began. She joined the French Army and drove a medical vehicle. Before long, however, she had to leave to escape the invading German soldiers. Later, in England, she was invited to join a secret British organization. The job of this agency was to organize resistance. It helped form military teams in parts of Europe occupied by Germany. Miss Hall learned weaponry, communications, and security. Then she was sent to occupied France. She established communications with the French resistance movement in Lyon. From there, she successfully plotted the escape of many Allied airplane crews and prisoners of the Germans. She saved many lives. Later, she escaped from France over the Pyrenees Mountains during winter. After a time in Spain, however, Miss Hall again spied in France.
Fin de la prueba.